Good morning. This is Precept Bible Study, and we are now studying in Revelation Part 2, and we are on Lesson 2. So let's begin our study with prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we praise your great name for the great Almighty God that you are. We are so thankful, Father, for the Holy Spirit that Jesus sent when he went away, that dwells in our hearts, the hearts of every believer. And I pray that today he will teach us, lead us, guide us, and direct us in your word, Father, that we may know you more. And Father, that we'll be conformed to be like Jesus. And I ask it now in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. This lesson today is a continuation of the overview. The first lesson that we had was the overview of the first 11 chapters of the book of Revelation. And today we are going to do an overview of chapter 12 through chapter 22. Now, for those that haven't joined us before, an overview is a review of the entire book that you are studying. So we are studying the book of Revelation, and this is the overview of the second part of our study. So I just want to bring some things that will get us up to date on what we have studied previously. So I will just quickly bring these points out for anyone that hasn't joined us and to review each of us. So we saw that God himself gave the revelation, the apocalypse, the uncovering or the unveiling of the book of Revelation to Jesus. And then Jesus communicated it and made it known by an angel to John, who, when he was exiled on the island of Patmos, he was told to write all he saw in a book for the seven churches. So, the revelation then shows Jesus' bondservants or believers, or you can say the church, things which must soon take place. And he also gave a promise for all those that read aloud, hear and heed and keep the prophecy of the book of Revelation, they will be blessed. So, in chapter 1, verse 19, it structures Revelation in three segments. And the first structure was the things that you have seen, speaking of John. John saw Jesus in the midst of the seven churches. He saw that was what he had seen. And then the things are those which are, that would be present, and that would be what we studied in Revelation 2 and 3, the messages to the seven churches. And then the third segment was chapters 4 through 22, and that was the things, those things that will take place after these things, that would be the things of the future. So we saw in studying the overview that chapter 4 and 5 was about worship, and it was taking place in heaven. And there was one who we know is God that sat on the throne, held in his hand a book or a scroll, and it had seven seals. And as we reviewed, we saw that these seven seals, there was no one there in heaven or on earth or under the earth that was worthy to remove these seals. And then as John looked, he saw the Lamb, and the Lamb was the only one that was worthy. And as we've studied this in our review, we found that this was Jesus himself. And Revelation 6 through 11 was the events where the Lamb breaks the seven seals and the angels sound seven trumpets. And also we saw that Revelation 6 were events on the earth. And as you go forward into Revelation 7, there were two groups of people described in chapter 7, the 144,000, and then a multitude from every nation that stands before the throne in heaven. In Revelation 8, we saw the seventh seal broken, the seven trumpets given, and the first four trumpets that were blown. And in Revelation 9, the fifth and sixth trumpets were sounded. And in Revelation 10, John was told not to write what the seven peals of thunder were speaking. So, in the seventh trumpet, the mystery of God is finished or fulfilled. And then John ate a little book or a scroll, and he was to prophesize again concerning the people, nation, and tongues, and languages, and kings. And in Revelation 11, we saw as an overview, there were two witnesses given authority for 1,260 days to prophesy, which was a period of 3.5 years. And then we learned in the overview they were killed by the beast and taken to heaven. And then the seventh angel sounded his trumpet. So let's go now through our review of Revelation 12 through 22 today. There are two signs here in chapter 12 that are taking place in heaven. And the first sign was a woman about to give birth. And the second sign was a great red dragon. And then we saw that there was a male child to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and he was called up to God and to his throne. And we see in this study that this is a description of Jesus, and we'll go into that as we get into that chapter in our study. And then the text doesn't identify the woman, but the dragon is called the serpent of old, the devil, and Satan. And then we see that a third of the stars of heaven, looking at these stars that were mentioned there, it is probably referring to angels as you look at verse 9, but you have to remember that stars in the book of Revelation does not always refer to angels. So we'll be watching that as we study. And you have to go by the context of the scripture to understand the meaning. So the events and the signs associated with this chapter, it's a woman that's fleeing into the wilderness for 1,260 days. The dragon is thrown down to the earth, and then he persecutes and pursues the woman, and the dragon is enraged at the woman, and he went to war with the rest of her offspring to keep God's commands and to hold to the testimony of Jesus. Now let's go on to Revelation 13. So what is this chapter about? It's about a beast with 10 horns, 10 diadems, and 7 heads with blasphemous names. And then it's about a second beast with 2 horns like a lamb and speaks like a dragon, and he performs signs and makes all worship the first beast. And then we see this in this chapter, the mark of the beast is required by the Antichrist taking this mark. Then it would be, the scripture says, the mark of the beast is 666, which is the number of a man. And we're going to study all about this as we study chapter 13. Now, chapter 14, this is about the 144,000 of Israel. That was from chapter 7. Now, in chapter 7, the 144,000 were on the earth during the time of the tribulation. But here in the 14th chapter, it takes place with them being in heaven. And 6 through 20 tells of 6 angels who gave out proclamations. And then going on to the observation of Revelation 15, remember that we are doing only an overview or an observation of each chapter. And throughout this second part of Revelation, we will go into details and take each chapter by chapter, verse by verse, word by word, that we'll be able to interpret and understand the study that was given to John to write down of the things of the future. Now, looking at Revelation 15, we see in this chapter another sign in heaven. 7 angels are given 7 plagues, and the wrath of God is finished through them, these 7. And those that are victorious are those that conquer the beast. They sing, those that conquer the beast, they're singing here in heaven. And the temple, it says, is opened. Now, going on to Revelation 16. Remember, we have seen the different things that were given to the angels. They were given, first of all, there were 7 seals, and then there were 7 trumpets. And then after that comes the 7 bowls of God's wrath on the earth. So remember, the angels are the one that are pouring out these bowls of wrath. The first bowl poured out sores of those on those that received the mark of the beast and worship him. And the second bowl is the angel that pours out on the sea, and it becomes blood. The third bowl, the rivers and the waters become blood. The fourth bowl, which the angel pours out, is sun that scorches men with fire. And then as we study in this, we see that through all of these things, they don't repent. There's so many that still will not believe upon the name of Jesus. And then we see the fifth bowl that's poured. It's poured out on the beast kingdom, and darkness comes on that kingdom. And this is where the people blaspheme and curse God. And the sixth bowl is poured out. The river Euphrates is dried up. And then we look at the seventh bowl, and the angel that pours the seventh bowl speaks and says, "It is done." And then there's lightning, thunder, and great earthquakes. And the great city Babylon is split in three parts. And there are 100-pound hailstones that fall through this seventh bowl. Now, going on to Revelation 17, this is about the judgment on the great harlot, or the prostitute, Babylon. And we'll go into deeper study about Babylon. Babylon is a mystery, and she's called the great harlot, or prostitute, and the great city which reigns over. And there's dominion over kings of the earth through her. Then let's look at Revelation 18. So how does this compare in 18 to 17? They're both about the fall of Babylon. And it tells how that Babylon's fall will come in just 1 hour. And then those that mourn over her, is told in this chapter, are kings and merchants. And why is Babylon judged? It tells us in Revelation 18, because of the blood of the saints and the prophets and the apostles, because of her overpowering allowing the things that take place in this great city called Babylon. Now, going to chapter 19 of Revelation, the overview tells us after these things, after seeing the vision of Babylon's fall, then John hears a multitude in heaven, and they rejoice over the judgment that God has passed. And then the marriage supper of the Lamb is mentioned. So the main events in chapter 19 are in verses 11 through 16. And after the King of Kings and Lord of Lords comes from heaven, birds eat the flesh of those who came against him in the great supper of God. So we see here in chapter 19, the great supper of God, the coming of Jesus. Going to chapter 20. So what time of period do we learn in this chapter is happening? The devil is bound and he's put in an abyss, which is a bottomless pit, for 1,000 years. And he can't deceive the nation during the time. This is the time those who didn't worship the beast or receive the mark reign with Christ for 1,000 years. That is the ones that were in the great tribulation, and they have become believers, they wouldn't receive the mark of the beast. And Because of this, they were going to be allowed to reign with Christ for 1,000 years. And then after the 1,000 years, we'll learn in chapter 20 that Satan is released. And this time that he is released, he deceives the nations, and they're killed, and he is thrown in the lake of fire. Now, the dead are judged at this time in this chapter, and it's called the Great White Throne Judgment. And this is those that died that were unbelievers, those that were not listed in the book of life. This is the book of believers. And those that are not listed in that book, then they are thrown into the lake of fire at the Great White Throne Judgment. Now, the last two chapters in the book of Revelation. First, we see in Revelation 21 what John saw and heard. He saw a new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem. And this was described in chapter 21, verses 9 through 27. And this is a referral back to Revelation 2 and 3 of the overcomers, the things that the overcomers have conquered, and they will have this heritage, a new heaven, a new earth, and a new Jerusalem. Then, looking at the last chapter in Revelation 22, in our overview, we see a description of the new Jerusalem. Verse 6 restates the purpose of Revelation, why it was written. Verse 7 restates the blessings of those who keep the prophecy. And John testifies that he received the revelation. And verse 12 and 13 restate all the facts that were given in chapter 1. So, Jesus said three times that he's coming quickly or soon. And he sent his angel to testify to John for the churches. And we saw that what John saw as he looked upon Jesus, as he saw Jesus holding the seven stars among the seven churches, that he was the root and descendant of David, the bright and morning star. So, as we have looked at the overview or the review in Lesson 1 and Lesson 2 today, completing the overview, then I hope that each of us have got a picture. This is called the big picture, just kind of an outline of what the book of Revelation is about. I pray that each of us will pray and will study and will be faithful in this study, that we may learn from what God has given to his son Jesus, and Jesus gave to the angel, and the angel told John to write it. I pray that we all will learn of him and know more about Jesus. And from this, we can learn of the future, and we'll be able, through the Holy Spirit, as believers, to go into the world and among our families, our friends, our neighbors, and tell them of the future that God has written down, and ask them if they believe upon the name of Jesus, because there is coming, and God made it plain in His Word, there is coming a time of great tribulation for those that don't believe upon the name of Jesus. And my prayer is that all that may listen and read of this study, that they will be convicted by the Holy Spirit, and that they will renew their minds and their thoughts and become believers of the Word of God, the Gospel. And I just pray now that each of you that are listening will continue. Pray for me, that God will use me and give me, through His Holy Spirit, the understanding of His truths as we study together. Let us end now today in prayer. Father, we do praise You for Your Word that You have written down for us. And I pray that through Your Word, there will be many, Father, that will believe, will repent, and will accept Jesus and not wait for that great tribulation, because, Father, we're not promised tomorrow. And those that die without Christ, then they will have to come before the great white throne and be judged. And then they won't have a chance at that time to repent. They're given every chance now to repent. And I just pray, Father, that this study will help each of us to understand how important it is that we carry out Your Word, Your truths, to reach others, Father, that are not ready. And I ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.